Scott with SJWellFire.com, Final Days Report, episode 431. I want to give my two cents on the big time wrestling, the theater that we're seeing, the script, the psychological operation. I almost find it funny. And this was so sensational. It seemed like to me a two issue. Supposedly Elon was pissed off about this big, beautiful bill. Some people are calling it the 666 bill because the spending increases. And if you can't pay the interest on your debt, according to Elon, you're insolvent, which he's right. But he took it to a 10. You know, whenever I would get in an argument with somebody, I'd be like, why are you taking it to a 10 when it's a two issue? We should just talk it out, my friends. And so Elon went hard, right? For those of you who don't know, Elon basically started talking about the Epstein files with Trump. I personally think Trump's on the list with Epstein, right? We've covered that witness on True News who said the New York mansion, there were cameras in every one of Epstein's rooms and Trump was always there. Young woman, she didn't know if she was underage. Epstein told Trump, no, she's not for you. So I'm sure he's compromised, but I'm sure Elon's compromised too, because Elon would not exist without government contracts. So you're watching theater, IMBD profiles, right? With Trump, presidents are selected, but it just got nasty and it just seems scripted to me. And I'm going to tell you why I think tying it to scripture a little bit later on. But just some of the emails, the easiest way to save money in our budget, billions and billions of dollars, is to terminate Elon's government subsidies and contracts. I was always surprised that Biden didn't do it. That's from Trump. And then Elon says, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, at SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon. Get the word Dragon spacecraft immediately. So all of these biblical words, Elon called the bill an abomination, right? It's just interesting. And then Trump basically goes on to say Elon's pissed off because they took away electric vehicle tax credits. Elon was saying, no, I thought we should as well. Elon was saying without him, Trump wouldn't have become president. I mean, it seemed like a fourth grade fight. It just seems stupid to me, but why? And everybody's eating it up. Well, first of all, Trump's role that we've been documenting the last 4 years is to bring on AI government. So what did he do the second day? Stargate, announced Stargate, that system to measure everything. He's working with Palantir to measure everything. Brings in Doge, which is EGOD backwards, with Elon Musk and his team. They're using artificial intelligence to map everything. They are launching eGov. He signed an executive order where it's no paper. Everything has to be automated. Think about FedNow. Think about the FedID. So Trump's job is to digitize everything, right? Pushing Bitcoin. We've covered it. Now, according to rabbis that think Trump is either their messiah and or some Cyrus type figure, they think Trump's job is to destroy Edom. Edom is the old Roman Empire, which basically is Europe and the United States. It's the West, and they are Christian nations. So these rabbis, their words, Trump's job is to destroy Edom. And you need to think about Operation Warp Speed, biohacking you. Now, the other thing I think Trump's job is, as an actor, is to create chaos, polarization. You see it, my friends. And we're supposed to believe that these cuts, these tax cuts, over a 10-year period of time, with increasing the budget deficit, increasing spending, is something that is going to piss off Elon this much. It's just funny to me, my friends. Get him that aggressive to talk about Epstein. I think it's theater, but maybe there was some blackmail in the background. Remember Kushner, was it Qatar blockaded, was involved in the blockade of Qatar. And then all of a sudden, a Qatarian company invested in 666 Fifth Avenue, bailed Kushner out. Maybe there was some bullying in the background. I personally doubt it. I think this is theater, but I'm just saying. And here's where it gets interesting. this is what I've tried to find the math behind what Trump is saying, because I have a theory. If this big, beautiful bill does not pass, this is what Trump is going around saying. For instance, speaking to reporters on May 25th, Trump said, if the Democrats don't vote, it's a 68% tax increase. Get that, a 68% tax increase. In another press conference on May 30th, Trump said, if the bill doesn't get approved, you'll have a 68% tax increase. So whatever rate you're taxed at, multiply it times 1.68. That will be your new rate of whatever you make to tax. Some people are like, does he mean 68% of people will have a tax increase? I don't, it's just getting weird. This is like the tariff increase that was grounded in nonsense. It wasn't reciprocal to reciprocal. It wasn't. It was based on a wacky formula. It was deficit. It wasn't rate to rate. It was real dollars, some sort of formula to come up with a percent. That we documented, and that, I think we were one of the first to document that. So again, that's another move to destroy America. And then all of a sudden, this Palantir contract that feeds this AIB system. All of this is technocracy. It's AI eGov. It's the right joining with Trump and moving towards this bio-digital convergence. This military industrial complex to measure everything. 1984 on steroids. So that's Trump's role. So now we have a split with Elon that used to be more left and moved right. And now I'm going to show you he's going to be moving left again. Now, the other thing too, all of this reminds me of the Deagle Report, divide and conquer. House divide cannot stand from a scripture standpoint. And if Elon is right that this bill destroys, coupled with artificial intelligence, coupled with World War III, coupled with bioterrorism, coupled with the next pandemic, coupled with the digital pandemic, if things start hitting very, very hard, weather, warfare, manipulation, whatever they're dumping on us and seeding on us, if all these things start to compound, America will join with Canada and Greenland and maybe Mexico. And then there's the Deagle Report. So all of this to me is divide and conquer. A house divided cannot stand, to consolidate for the 10 kings. Now, this is the big picture that I think is why they did this. Elon tweeted, is it time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle? That is key. One party, create this new political party, oneness, Lucifer, own the middle, 80%. And you know where this is going. They're going to lean on artificial intelligence as a problem solver. They're going to launch universal basic income. If Trump destroys the economy with all these moves or World War III, I think Elon might be the false prophet. He's going to help launch universal basic income, this mark of the beast system with X. And now the left joins him. It's a brilliant move because Elon will represent we, the people. The lefties will join some people on the right, and it'll be this one middle-class party. Meanwhile, he's going to bring in the beast system, just like Trump has been bringing in. So you got the right bringing in AI government with Trump's camp, and you have Elon bringing it in. Do you see how this separation moves, brings in the left? It gets a bigger pie into this antichrist system. So let's that's what I wrote up. Musk, if the false prophet, will step in as the technological savior, offering AI-driven solutions to economic instability. If he's right about this big, beautiful bill and all those things that happened with war, everything else, right? A different IT type of attacks, a digital pandemic from the World Economic Forum. His influence over digital currencies, AI governance, and Neuralink, right? They want Neuralace over your head, will be leveraged to enforce a buying and selling system that aligns with Revelation 13, 16, and 17. You can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast. And again, I think all of this is a military operation run from the woman of the book of Revelation. The big, beautiful bill is a spending AI Trojan horse that for states not to challenge AI. So Trump in the big, beautiful bill is setting up this AI infrastructure. Never forget that. And you need to think of SEAL 3 to come with hyperinflation and AI robots taking jobs, AI software taking white collar jobs. You can see it coming, my friends. Trump going after this bogus tariff goal, as I mentioned earlier, not grounded in rate to rate, but deficit to funky formula math to come up with a whacked out policy. When the economy collapses, Elon will be the solver with the mark of the beast, universal basic income, including the lefties that hate Trump. It's a brilliant move. 80% party, new political party for we the people. Meanwhile, he wants you to join with artificial intelligence. And Trump's doing the same thing. This technocratic bio-digital convergence, brain-to-computer interface, internet of bodies, internet of things. Trump's doing it. Now, Elon's going to do it as well. He's always been doing it, but he's going to bring in the lefties because people can't break from the big picture, my friends. People are going to turn to AI to save the world with the incoming collapse, the surveillance, deep state, biohacking of you. And then again, part of this, another part on the last slide, divide and conquer. If civil war breaks out, they need to kill the creditor. They want to eliminate the population. So if they can't pay the interest on the debt, what do you need to do? Kill people, take their land, take their assets. And again, from that dream I had, and then just reading scripture, I do think the Antichrist will survive a mortal head wound, somehow be tied up to artificial intelligence, and show up as a hologram. That's the dream I had in 2008. I didn't know what a supercomputer was then. And again, I go back to this. It is time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle, own the middle. Left joins them. He moves us towards the same technocratic rule as Trump does. So Trump owns the right. Elon had the right. And now he's going over to the left. And it's one big, beautiful thing, bringing in the masses together for this dominant technocratic enslavement beast system. Fourth Industrial Revolution. Trump's bringing in with Elon and others the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Palantir is wicked. Check out my last podcast. Alex Jones defends it. Now, this is moving fast, my friends. What do you say in the comments? Do you think this is real? I don't think so. I don't think so. Everybody knows Trump was linked up with Epstein, and we know nothing's going to happen from it. We know that they could have launched this before. It's just they have ammunition on them. And I wonder, because if it's part of the Mossad, CIA and Mossad, I wonder if that's why Trump and others will turn on Israel, because Israel blackmailed them. Great time to be alive, my friends. Thank you for your support. Let no man deceive you. Be a light in this world.